Zdeněk Burian, 1905 to 1981. Shipka Cave, the former refuge of prehistoric hunters, was also where the young Zdeněk Burian used to play. He used to imagine ancient worlds and tried to portray them on paper. When Max Schwabinski took him on at the academy in Prague at the age of 14, straight into the second year, he told him that there was not much more they could teach him. It might seem like the idyllic rise of a young genius, but Burian's life was far from idyllic. He found himself alone in Prague a year after the end of the war. His family situation was not ideal, and so for the first time he escaped to the wild, on the Hungarian-Slovak border, where he lived among the nomadic Roma peoples and spent his time painting. He would spend all the rest of his life escaping to the wild. As a rambler, awaking in the morning dew, but mainly as a man who portrayed extinct worlds inhabited by ancient creatures and the ancestors of the human race. His pictures breathe life into the Jungle Book, the imaginary worlds of Jules Verne, countless travelogues, and the ancient world of the Native American peoples. When we hear the word prehistoric, most of us think of the ancient landscapes depicted in paintings by Zdeněk Burian. After all, Burian's genius lies not only in his perfect technique and realism, but his pictures are rich with the atmosphere of those ancient times, evoking a story and stimulating our imagination. His trilobites, Neanderthals, and people of Native American tribes are not just scientific diagrams with no context, but are characters in a story we can dream about. It is as though Burian brought something into the world from the collective memory of humanity and from the evolutionary history of life itself. He started to create reconstructions of the prehistoric world in 1935 when he was approached by the paleontologist Josef Auguste. He then spent the rest of his life collaborating with whole teams of scientists. Thanks to Burian, entire generations see our Earth's past through his pictures, which still hang in pretty much all natural history offices as a living world with a touch of romance, which not even modern digital reconstructions have been able to replace. Although Zdeněk Burian was not persecuted directly by the regime after the war, he did face a certain amount of pressure from it, and so spent the second half of his life as a kind of émigré immersed in his own work. He would certainly have been delighted by the recognition showed to him by scientists when the first fossil find of the new species of dinosaur in the Czech Republic in 2017 was named Burianosaurus augustai.